भारत माता की।
Narendra Modi rocks. In the house of the New York Knicks, the leader of India took the stage at Madison Square Garden over the weekend to the sound of a cheering, sold-out crowd. Modi's five-day visit to the U.S. represents a possible political pivot for India, away from being a longtime antagonist to the United States in matters of superpower politics and regional politics, a nation with relatively few cultural connections here in America, to being the leader of a huge constituency of Indian Americans who are outspoken in their opinions about the direction India should move in this century, and who are also proud of the leadership India has taken economically. In the past few decades, Indian Americans have become the second largest Asian population in the U.S., nearly 3 million people. This week, Modi is one of the highlight speakers at the United Nations General Assembly. There are meetings with executives from Google, Pepsi, MasterCard, IBM, Boeing, and others, a joyful photo op in Central Park, dinner with President Obama, and meetings with Republican Speaker John Boehner. Arvind Rajagopal is a sociologist and media theorist at New York University. Arvind, welcome.
Thank you.
So this is a political story, and we'll talk about that. But in many ways, Modi's rise and his success and his visit here is part of a big media story in India and around the world. Explain.
Yes. Well, this is actually the most media-fueled political campaign that we've seen in India's very short post-independence history. And it has been extraordinary in terms of the extent to which not just the middle classes, but also the business community, the industry spokespersons and personnel have all joined to really combine their talents and resources to make this happen. So it has been extraordinary. It has also been extraordinary because it has coincided with massive technological development and growth. So you've had extraordinary expansion of cell phones, telephone, internet, television. And what that has enabled is both outreach through the conventional big media and also through the little media, the social media. Now, that's been very interesting because there was a real sense of craving for a strong leader, and Modi has fit the bill. And it is true what he said at the Madison Square Garden speech yesterday. No political party has come to power with this kind of majority.
Let's talk about what's new here, though. I'm wondering if the social media penetration of Narendra Modi gives people a sense of having a personal connection to him, and if that raises the stakes on some level in terms of his ability to deliver on some of the political promises, which, as you say, aren't necessarily completely new.
The political leader who most resembles Narendra Modi in the recent past, who had this kind of charisma and appeal, was Indira Gandhi. And it's interesting, Indira Gandhi's strongest appeal was really for the rural poor, not for the middle classes, not for the intelligentsia, not for the business houses. If anything, they were somewhat antagonistic to her. Now, Narendra Modi has fashioned an image as if he were all things to all people, and that is certainly going to pose a problem for him in terms of satisfying all the constituencies that he's made promises to.
This really is a constituency story, and I'll leave our conversation on this issue here. It seems very different from Indira Gandhi. Modi's message was not to the diaspora, come home, you know, help a nation build. He really seems to be, on some level, I listened to the tone of the speech, he seems to be appealing to a kind of global Indian nation that's everywhere and not terribly concerned about who's inside the border and who's not.
Yes, yes. Now, this is a really a very interesting aspect of it. You know, we have an education deficit, all kinds of deficit. He was promising to export teachers. So he very much wants to say, we are proud of the Indian diaspora. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep supporting us in the ways that you are supporting us. But, you know, we don't demand that you come back to the homeland in order to really belong. So that old guilt trip, which emigrants have always wrestled with, is now definitively over, and that too from the most nationalist prime minister we've ever had.
Very interesting. Arvind Rajagopal is a sociologist and media theorist at New York University, talking about Narendra Modi's visit to the United States and a possible political pivot going on in India. Professor, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo. Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.